You're listening to episode 99 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Birth Tech Day Bonanza.
Da-da-da. Yeah, this is actually kind of related. We're totally going out of the order this week, James, but it just makes sense. So jumping back a few minutes.
We keep saving the best for last.
I know. I'm super excited. My birthday present. And a couple minutes back, we were talking about Apple's launch of iOS 7. They're going to go gold master on for iOS 7 on September 6th, public launch on September 10th. So if you are a developer for iOS, you get the early gold build, which I'm the gold master, which is really exciting for me because my Mac has been waiting for me since 2 Thursdays ago.
Yeah, I guess I could download it too, huh?
You could. I would recommend it. September 10th is the big day. Everybody,
what are the downsides of downloading it ahead of time?
Gold
master is good, right? Or
the gold master is what they're going to release on the public. On the public launch. So 4 days later, it's going to be the exact same source code. Technically, you're still downloading the betas. Now, I've had friends that have gotten every beta, and they say it's gotten progressively better every time, which is what you'd expect. And they've cleaned up most of the bugs because they're down to 20 days or whatever it is, to have everything absolutely finished. So it's,
I should just do it.
I would. Do it, man.
I'm a little nervous. That's not my style.
It's like the first thing I'm going to do when I get home. So they're unofficially, officially doing the iPhone iOS launch on September 10th. I say that unofficially because it hasn't been made official, but everybody's saying it, which means it's probably true.
Which means you were off by 4 days, my friend.
I know. I do.
What
I realize
happened?
That.
I
was gonna. I was going a little bit off of.
You were
Spider
thinking
Sense.
Friday, huh? See, you should have looked at the calendar, and you should have just gone to the next Tuesday. You would have been there.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem was. So this is what happened. I've realized what I actually thought about it because I wanted to understand it. Was why did I get suckered into September the 6th? And you know what it was? Is usually in the past they've made the announcement on Tuesday and launched the iPhone on Friday. So I figured they were going to make the announcement on the 3rd and then launch it on Friday. That was my spider sense that was going off. The time frame was right. I'd read enough things about it, but it turns out that they had misreported the Gold Master launch, which with the actual launch. So stupid. Anyways, it's not terribly important, but what is exciting about it, and the reason why I wanted to bring it up, is because Samsung is going to try to pull a Palm.
Yes, I saw that.
They will almost certainly be more successful than Palm, but I hope that somebody gets embarrassed by this. My gut instinct, it's going to be Samsung, but this is going to be awesome because Samsung has decided
about it.
Wait, what? Their watch?
Yeah, I want to see what they got up their sleeve.
So funny. Samsung is going to launch not only the Note 3, the supersized, super big Galaxy Note phone, but they're also going to launch the Galaxy Watch on September the 4th.
Which one are they calling it? Isn't it Galaxy Gear? Isn't that what they're
the general term for their wearables. We'll be launching a mere one week or 6 days before the iOS 7 iPhone 5S 5C launches. Obviously people at Samsung have way more insider knowledge than any of us will. They're able to get
for obvious reasons.
And so I'm positive that they wouldn't try to launch the Galaxy Gear Watch a week before the iOS Watch. That just seems like a terrible decision. So, which means to me that they're not going to launch the iWatch, and app, and Google, or geez, Samsung knows that, and they're trying to beat them by a month or two. Because that would be terrible.
You don't think Apple's doing the iWatch this year, do you?
Yeah, I think late this year.
Oh. I thought we'd all kind of agreed on next year.
Next year?
I don't know.
They're not
the guy wearing the pebble thought that. I don't know.
The guy. Well, no. I think it's this year. I think it's gonna be October this year.
Really?
Yeah, October, maybe November, but pre-Christmas. Because they're not going to do the ITV, they're not going to do the 4K screen this year. I'm positive of that. There's not enough rumor, but it just would be crazy to me. That would be absurd if they were to go into another Christmas with no new exciting products. I just can't even conceive of that. And I know that they're working on it.
Yeah, but you could see where what they do is, you know, they do the iPhone, iPod, whatever, on September, and then in October they do the iPads.
Well, yeah, but
that's what they did last year, isn't it? And along with the Mac launch.
Yeah, well, they launched everything in like a 2-month period for all of 2013.
I don't fully understand, but I'm just saying they could spread it out and never get around to new products this year.
It just seems like a terrible idea, man.
I'm just saying they could. I don't agree with that.
I'm hoping for the sake of that company, for the sake of everybody that I know that owns stock in that company, that they do something this year. Ugh. Anyway.
See, like this. Look at this. This article you're on right now. We're talking about Samsung. One of the also sees, it says, do not buy an iPad mini. Apple is going to have a much better model in 2 months.
Right,
October.
Yeah, okay, that's October. Yes, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm saying
if they launch a new iPad, they're not going to do an iWatch.
Whatever, that's not true. They might be pulling out of. They might be
because they got to save room for the Mac Pro because they've already committed to that coming out in the fall of this year.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. I can't believe that they wouldn't.
I believe it. I'm a believer.
They're going to go all of 2013. They're going to go 8 months without a new product.
Yep.
And then they're not even going to put something exciting to put the cherry on top of it. They're just going to do a refresh. Except they look at the iPhone 5C as a brand new product.
Yes.
They look at it as a, you know, they do look at that as the new exciting thing, which I don't think anybody will. And
it probably genuinely took a lot of effort and, you know, whatever, engineering, R&D to actually do it. And there will be some, like, amazing innovations that you and I don't care about that they care intensely about.
Yeah.
No, I see it happening next year. That's just me. I'd love to be wrong, but...
Well, then, I mean, and the thing is that if it's like, if the Galaxy Gear were to have all the different features of an iWatch that I want, which is basically to be a biometric, you know, device with Bluetooth capabilities to connect to the iPhone, it suddenly becomes a compelling product. And people are, I actually don't think people will wait around for it just to say, have an Apple logo on it. Really don't. I mean, it's just there's too many good options out there. If there's decent integration,
which is interesting. You know, I was just thinking you were saying that out loud because they're gonna theoretically launch it with the Note 3, which is a phablet, you know, huge thingy.
Yeah.
And I could see where if you've got a phone that can handle notifications and do a whole bunch of other things, so you're not pulling your phone out all the time, you could make a bigger phone, and that would make sense because you're not using it all the time for stuff.
Right.
That could be interesting.
I've seen people use their tablets as their primary phone. And just use a, you know, and people are like, "Well, you're not gonna hold it up to your face." I'm like, I use a Bluetooth. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, given those three discrete pieces of technology, a large screen phablet, a watch for notifications, and a Bluetooth, yeah, all of a sudden you sit there, you shrug your shoulders, and you're like, it's a good deal all the way around. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, and I don't know. I kind of look at this whole thing, and I wonder, you know, it's not a bad – the only thing is, and this is the only thing, is that I know – Samsung is getting a little bit bold. They want a direct comparison with Apple. That's why they're doing this. They want just a, you know, or you know, not even necessarily what they want is they don't want a direct phone comparison. They don't want the Galaxy S5 to go toe to toe with the iPhone 5S.
Just smart.
That's a good decision because it's, you know, I still think you're going to – it would just be – that could be – that could really end up poorly. But Samsung wants a direct brand-to-brand comparison. Look what Apple's doing. Look what we're doing. We're innovating. We're coming out with new products. All they're coming up with is, you know, decent upgrades to old hardware. Do you really want that? They're coming out with cheap phones. We're coming out with something completely new that Apple hasn't even thought of yet. You know, and that's going to be there, which is not a, you know, from a marketing perspective, man, I know a lot of people that that's going to work on, or I should say it will reinforce a belief that they're already, you know, that's already cropping up in them of, you know, maybe I have been betting on the wrong horse in this one. Maybe Apple is falling behind. I have to, you know, cause it's like, I've got to wait an extra 6 months to get the cool new smartwatch. Like, what the heck? I don't. It's not worth it just to wait for it to say Apple. I want it when it's new. I want it first, you know. And I think that the people who want it first are gonna get lulled into something that, yeah, maybe it won't be as good as the iWatch when it comes out. I won't have as many features. I won't have as good a battery of my life. But you'll be as James holds up his Pebble. But you'll get to say I was there first. You know, and that's
which I love
thing
saying
that,
every time, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, hey, man, I get all excited about champagne. You get all excited about being the first. You know,
I love it, man. I was at lunch with someone on Friday, and, you know, and I was sitting there, and I got a text message, and my phone, you know, buzzed, and he saw it, and he was like, oh, that's cool. It's like,
yeah,
it is cool.
I know. Thanks for noticing. I appreciate that.
I don't have to pull out my phone awkwardly. I could just glance, see who it is.
Exactly. So I don't know. I look at this and I think that, man, I actually do think that Samsung's not going to impress people with their hardware, but I think they're going to impress people with their brand. That's what my bet is on coming out of the fourth and the 10th.